A woodcutter and his wife sat in their cottage one night. They were lonely and wished for a child. Sighing, the wife said,
"Even if we had just one child, I would be happy. Even a child no bigger than my thumb."
Not long after that, she had a baby boy. He was healthy and strong, but not much bigger than a man's thumb. So they called him Thomas Thumb. One day, the woodcutter was cutting wood. Tom helped by driving the horse and cart out to his dad. He rode in the horse's ear and told him where to go. On the way, Tom and the horse passed two strangers.
"How odd," said one of the strangers. "The cart goes by itself."
The men followed the cart. They watched as the woodcutter took Tom out of the horse's ear. They were speechless.
"That little boy will make us rich. We can take him from town to town as a show."
They asked to buy Tom, but Tom's dad said no. Then, upon Tom's urging, he gave in. So, the men bought Tom for a piece of gold. They didn't know that the boy's idea was to run away. And later that evening, he did just that. Tom jumped into an old mouse hole. The men could not reach him. After the men left, Tom heard two thieves talking. They wanted to steal from a rich man's house. Tom offered to help them. He climbed in the window, but instead of helping, he hit a plate with a spoon. It woke up the cook, so the thieves ran away. Then, Tom went into the barn at the rich man's house. He was very tired, so he made a bed in the hay and slept. In the morning, the cook got up early. She fed the hay to the cows. Tom was still in the hay. That is how Tom woke up in the stomach of a cow. He shouted until someone heard him. But the people, thinking that the cow was mad, killed it. The stomach in which Tom lay was thrown out. A wolf came by and swallowed the stomach. But Tom did not give up. He told the wolf how to get to his house, and he promised tasty things like beef and chicken to eat. When they got to Tom's house, the wolf ate and ate. The wolf ate so much that he could not go out of the kitchen by the way he came in. Then Tom shouted. The noise woke up the woodcutter and his wife. They peeped around the kitchen door. Afraid, the woodcutter ran for his axe. Then the woodcutter heard Tom's voice.
"Dad, the wolf has swallowed me."
The woodcutter carefully killed the wolf and set Tom free.
"Ah," said his dad,
"what fears we have had for you."
"Yes, Dad, I am happy to be home. I have been in a mouse hole, a rich man's house, a cow's belly, and a wolf's belly. Yet, here I am."
"Well," his dad said, "you have come back, and we will not let you leave again for all the riches in the world."
From then on, Tom stayed at home happily. Even though he enjoyed telling his story,
he knew that there is no place like home.